Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I don't know the lyrics. I just realized.
I don't know what the song is.
Yeah, what was that?
Boy, you don't know that?
I have no idea what that is.
I'm standing at the corner at midnight trying to get my courage up.
Louis, when I hear you sing, I mean, I just wish you would. Get it?
This is still audio, Ian.
And yeah, but
it's a good gag.
Hey guys, let's shut it down.
How's Ian the only person with a microphone? He sounds the worst out of everybody.
What? Shannon said I sound good.
You sound okay.
Louis, please.
Welcome to the fuck, Ian. You're lucky
you sound like a fucking 12-year-old playing Call of Duty.
Dude, this is the inaugural fucking Real Ass Podcast bunker show, and you're already ruining it with your attitude.
Please. I have a good attitude.
good improv. You fucking stink. I'm going to kill myself. Podcasting as we know it is over. Welcome to fucking life, guys. I don't even know what to say anymore. I tried so hard. I mean, I think about 8 days ago, I dug my feet into the sand and I said, Skankfest South is happening, no matter what. I just knocked weed all over my floor right now. I'm talking into a fucking cell phone. Zach D'Amico, I don't know what the fuck's going on with him. He looks happier for some reason. Fuck you, Zach.
Yeah, because I'm not in a room with you. This is what I look like. This is what I look like 22 hours a day.
It's a goddamn problem. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. We are not skipping a fucking beat. Who's laughing? Who's laughing in the background? What is that?
Stop what laughing.
Is that? Who is that? Who's laughing?
Louis is confused and frightened by the sound of laughter.
Who is laughing at me in the background? Who's cackling at me in the background?
Every single person that thought you, that listened to you saying tank bath would happen. That's who's laughing at you.
The secret group while they roll around in your deposit.
What is happening with the world right now?
That's everyone laughing, knowing they knew all along you were a snake oil salesman.
I've tried so hard to just create positivity for the world, yet God keeps on smacking me directly in my fucking face.
Louis, okay? if that's who you think you are completely living in a—
let me see another book title that
in a dreamland.
Yeah, Ian. Well, you know what? You know what? You don't have. You know what you should do?
Hop on pop.
You know what? You're not. You have none of, Ian.
What?
Hey, Shannon.
I'm gonna guess you haven't started that one yet.
Hey, Shannon.
Yes.
Hey, Shannon.
Yes.
You know what you should have written.
Wait. Can I show you something, Louis?
Oh, please let it be your titties. Finally. How cool would we have Shannon finally was just like, you know what?
Hey,
the apocalypse.
Hey,
it's time to start figuring myself on camera.
Yes.
You're not looking, Louis.
What am I looking at? Go, Shannon. I don't see you.
Oh, it's my Shannon cam.
Oh, wait, let me see. Go.
Wait.
Shannon. Ian, stop making noise because it switches the camera, Ian. You fucking jerk. Shannon, make a sneeze sound.
Shannon, so talk. Shannon, talk.
This is the Shannon cam.
Oh, you made the titties the fall for the Shannon cam.
Yep.
Oh, yay. I'm so happy.
I did arts and crafts today.
Now show them titties. Now
there
show
they
them
are.
Titties.
They're on rubber bands.
Guys, this is like what Jimmy Fallon did with his daughter. Did she do? Did she make little titties for his show?
You know, Lewis, I've been talking to Shannon, and she told me she was having sleep problems, and she ended up getting a new pillow, so she sent me a picture of it.
It's not bad, Ian. Can you please stop with the visual jokes? It was a picture of a giant black penis with a white woman's head lying on it.
Lewis, I'm just trying to please all the people at home, you know? We're building up an audience, and I'm just really grateful for all my...
He held up
death
a fan.
Fans.
I'm really grateful for my dusty fan that doesn't work.
That's most of our fans.
That's how I describe the Gummites, actually.
Yeah. That's the middle-aged women who watch this show.
Dude, by the way, did you see that the Legion of Skanks has their own fan cast?
The Skank Skanks.
The Skank Skanks. Hell yeah. Go shout out to the Skank Skanks, Man Hands, and fucking Hand Witch.
What
those
is
little
that?
Fucking... It's a Legion of Skanks fan cast made by two... girls that I'm pretty sure would, if we wanted to, we could pass them around like party favors at any real ass podcast with Legion of Skanks gathering.
Yeah, I would like to note, hold on, Lewis said pass them around, like looked up and thought of party favors, all while rolling a blunt.
All right, you know what, Zach? I'm pretty stupid, and when I'm out of my element, I think that becomes a little bit more apparent. I need some sort of plastic bag to put my blunt wrappings
put in. Over your head?
To wear over drop. Your dick 7 years ago?
No, plastic bag. Please kill me. All right, look, we had a great show planned today. Let's fucking start it, okay? We're doing these shows. We're not skipping any. Gas Digital across the board, by the way, has made a commitment to not fucking skipping a beat while they're shutting down all non-essential businesses, which, by the way, they say essential businesses are news something to do with the news. So yeah. I feel like, yeah, so why can't we be news media? What is the definition of news media?
I mean, if you did guess the news, that could be, by definition, a news show.
You know what? Fuck it.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Guess the News. Bwam, 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 bwam. I need some fried chicken, motherfucker. Bwam, bwam, bwam.
I wish a motherfucker would try and break me.
He needs some milk.
I don't remember how the segment drop goes, and neither does anybody else. But that's a way better intro for it now. I wish a nigga would. I need some milk. Time to guess the news.
Mowgli, I'm going to teach you all about living in this jungle. It's time to guess the news.
There's been a stabbing reported at Martin Luther King Boulevard and Malcolm X. Time to guess the news.
Well, right now they're fucking not even arresting people. You can actually go and just commit crimes.
There's been a stabbing on the corner of Monroe Martin Boulevard.
Dude, no, they don't. No joke. There was a stabbing earlier today, two blocks from my apartment.
Well, no joke. Two episodes ago, Mark Normand was on, and he described a stabbing that he witnessed.
Who?
Mark Normand.
Oh.
Yeah. What's the most violent act you've seen, Ian? ever in your entire life besides gay stuff with your butt?
You trying to do comedy.
Shannon, cut Ian's mic. He's off. He's off the fucking show now. How does that feel, Ian? What, Shannon?
So I looked up essential businesses, and as far as news media, I don't know if you can see this, but all that it says is in the explanation is news media. So it doesn't give an explanation of what it means.
Why can't we be news media? Why can't our podcast studio be open because we're considered news media? We do fucking news stuff. This is a lot of where a lot of people just get their news from. It's fucking Gas Digital Podcast and the Real Ass Podcast.
The scariest thing I've ever. That's the most violent thing I've ever witnessed. Is that people get their news from this podcast?
Dude, my fucking podcast is fire, Ian. I'm sorry that I don't know a podcast about a show that ended fucking 80 years ago that only women like and homosexuals like. Who cares, Ian?
Well, I'm doing a lot of stuff during this whole downtime. I have a cartoon coming out tomorrow. I'm putting out a Patreon. I was going to film a three-camera special in my living room to no one, but now we're not really – I don't know if that's an essential business or not, but, you know, I'm trying to make it happen, Captain.
What's really the most violent thing you've ever witnessed, Ian?
In person?
Yeah.
I saw my buddy smash a 24 case of beer over a guy's head.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Was that guy Stone Cold Steve Austin? How cool would that be?
Dude, one of them smashed a case of beer over this guy's head. And then I'm running up and my buddy put another guy in a camel clutch and was going, just stop. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you.
Was there a lot of blood?
Yeah. And then the police came and arrested the other guys because they started the fight.
Okay. Well, that doesn't even seem that violent.
What? Ian. Okay. Sorry. You know, you witnessed your mom get stabbed and now you have to, in order to see her again, you have to fucking,
Taking a mother. This is terrible.
I've blown my load on book puns. I'm frantically searching for more in my apartment.
I mean, I have books. I just got to go pick up these books. I'm sure I can work them into the rest of the fucking show.
Yeah, you got to learn how to read them first. But
oh, it's really funny, Ian. It's really funny you disrespect me on my own show. I'm literally the only person who respects you in this industry, dude. The amount of people that talk shit behind your back, it's fucking ridiculous, dude. And then I defend you like an asshole.
You are a complete...
No, they smear shit on his back after they pull out.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're a complete insane person.
You don't... Ian, you don't think that everyone hates you? Are you kidding me?
Do you know that everyone knows that I am a ray of light and they call me...
You're on a DVD's Little Miss Sunshine. Hold on, I need to go get my array of books. Hold on, give me a second. You know what, hold on, real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for plugs. Ian, what do you got coming up?
You know what, Lewis? If you guys want to find me, you can find me on Instagram at iAnimal, which is like iPhone, but with animal. IanFidance.com. I have merch up. If you would like to go support me, I have shirts, short sleeve, long sleeve. Check them out. I'm going to be starting a Patreon soon. $5, $10, $25, however you want to support me. I'm going to put videos up, a lot of content, you know. I got a cartoon coming out with Gary Veeder called Surviving with Gary and Ian. It's an old school 3-panel comic strip. And it's going to be a real fun time. Thank you, everybody, for digging what I do. I appreciate you. I'm sorry everyone's out of work. I love you. Zach?
Thank you. So before Lewis comes back with his entire collection of Animorphs, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, which, thank God, we pre-taped a few more of those. And check out Capital Wrestling here on Gas Digital every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
All right. Yeah, guys, I am back. And Zach, I really appreciate you fucking being on the show.
What weight loss book are you going to take out?
Hey, Zach, you know, when I'm around you, you give me goosebumps.
All right, never mind. Yeah, guys, what do I have coming up? Nothing.
You know what I've been eating lately? One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
I mean, Ian's so bad at improv that he couldn't even fucking come up with a book with a... It made no sense. Who eats one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish?
It's a Dr. Seuss book, you stupid bald asshole.
I know, but it didn't work. It's not a food.
Yeah. Fish are food, faggot.
Well, we have the name of the episode.
Fish are food, faggot, obviously, is the name of the episode. Guys, me and Zach are probably still coming to Toronto. So Rob May tried to cancel our shows at the end of May, and then I was like, Rob, I think we'll be back open by the end of May. I really feel like everything will be nice and fine by the end of May. Yeah. Come on now. So we're keeping those shows. Toronto, we're coming to you, baby. They're gonna open the borders back up. Everything's gonna be fine. This is gonna be all behind us in the past. No one's even gonna be talking about this. Do you know that millions of people contracted H1N1? Almost 500,000 people died.
You cannot give statistics about how we're going to be okay and then pull from a fucking poorly wrapped blunt.
First of all,
and Ian should know, he contracted H1B.
Hey, Zach.
So... Also, you guys should know that every episode we've ever done is available on demand. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Never has there been a better time to support this fucking network, guys. We need the subscribers, baby. I'm telling you right now, this shit's going to hit the fan. We will still be putting out content. Every show is adapted. Every show is pivoted. Every show has made the commitment to make sure we keep on putting out incredible content. You need every episode of the Real House Podcast, plus all the other incredible shows in the network. Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Time to Dreamer Show, Josta Show, Godfrey, fucking SDR Show.
No Need
Malice.
For apologies.
No need for apologies. The thing is, ding, broad topics. What?
Question. Now that everyone's out of work and Gas Digital is flourishing, are you going to pay the comics that are guests on the show?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Huh?
No, why would I pay you as a guest? Why would I pay you, Ian?
Because you're all about...
You stink.
You're all
about
comics.
Well, just so you know, good. Well, no. So, you know, if I start paying guests, I'm never booking you. You will never get be the person. Only going to be people that are worthwhile. So, I'm kidding, Ian. We'll start paying you. What do you want? What's your rate?
200 an episode.
It's fucking psychotic, man.
Yeah.
Awesome, guys. Go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. And if you don't fucking put that away, I'm gonna kill you, nigga. YouTube, subscribe on our YouTube channel now. It's gonna be a big deal, guys. Look, this one's a little bit clunky, but we're gonna figure this whole format out. Okay? I have no worries about this. I have no worries about the future at all. Right, guys?
It's all A-okay, boss.
It's over. Harlem, people are still out, though. I was just out just now.
What's people it like the up sh- there? What's it like up there right now?
People don't really fucking care up here. I called my weed dealer the other day, and I was like, hey, dude, should I order, like, a couple ounces just in case you can't get out? And he was like, no. He was like, I'm coming out. Everyone's coming out. He was like, we don't know anybody with this shit. You're like, people in Harlem are like, this is, it's not real.
I cannot wait until you do an episode and you're coughing and you haven't smoked a blunt yet. It's just weed.
I had a dry cough for a full week and a half.
Here's my theory. I think a lot of us have had it. Do you remember in like January, February when everybody was getting sick?
Yeah.
I think a lot of us had it. And now we're just a byproduct.
Silent carriers. Biological weapons.
Now, we're just a byproduct of everyone else catching up and panicking. Because in New York City, we're around everyone so cramped all the time.
You are a byproduct. That's what I describe you as.
I'm a product, baby. Buy me.
Yeah, maybe. Possibly. Zach, what's the most violent act you've ever seen?
I think I talked about it on the show recently. I saw somebody hit somebody in the head with a metal baseball bat.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Outside of a hookah bar in Bay Ridge, I saw like three guineas roll up in a car with bats and fucking take it to another group of dumb guineas. And I just remember hearing the ding, ding, and I turned around and they were all just taking shots to the fucking skull.
Ah, that's right. I made a supper bell joke when you said that because I almost made the same joke just now. I stopped myself.
And then Florentine made the funnier joke of, hey, I thought it was the ice cream man.
Yeah, that's great. I remember. Ladies and gentlemen, what a good life that podcast used to be. Remember, guys, we used to have a podcast and we weren't talking into our cell phones.
Remember when we used to have functional lives?
I'm still functioning.
If we all started jerking off, do you think we could all come before Shannon hung up?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Shannon, what's the most violent act you've ever seen? Now, show them titties.
Wait.
Okay.
There. I saw somebody got shot at a bar that I was working at in Brooklyn, like 3 feet in front of me. I literally thought I was going to die that night. I've never been so scared. And one of the DJs walked out and walked back in so they didn't search him again.
Oh, they shot the DJ? Thank God. I hate DJs.
No, the DJ shot someone.
Damn it! Oh, we should have known. They're so fucking shitty.
So someone got shot in front of me, and then he like started bleeding
out. DJ from the bar you were working at.
Yeah.
He was working during a set. He was like, you know what? I don't like the way this guy's moving to my music. And he went out into his car.
It was the promoter was from like Coney Island, so it was a little bit more of like an urban party. So, and it was packed of urban people, and the DJ got mad at one of the people.
Shannon, is that an urban cat right next to you?
He's just half urban.
Okay.
Shannon, is this the worst epidemic since the urban plague?
Yeah, I'd like a cup of urban coffee, please.
Does Ian love urban cock?
He does. So, all right. So, explain this. So, the guy comes back in. He pulls out a gun, handgun. How have I never heard this story? Shannon, you are the darkest person I've ever met in my entire life. You are fucked.
You never asked me anything.
You're right. I've never talked. I've never cared before today. What? Shannon, what? Would you, if I got a second to Jamaica with another woman, could we do 3-way sex with another woman the whole time in Jamaica?
No.
And we pay you $1,000.
We're not a prostitute.
Come on, Shannon. Thank you.
Yeah, but Shannon, then you take that money, go to Atlantic City, and put it all on urban.
Zach attack.
I'm on Zach.
Oh, shit, that's funny. All right, so Shannon, explain to me. So you're bartending. Was there a fight first, or just out of nowhere, you were like, why isn't there music playing? And then just playing. What happened?
No, there was still music playing. I don't know if maybe he switched off with a different DJ or something.
Shots.
Wait, you couldn't tell if the DJ switched? You fucking racist gay.
Hey, ask me my favorite Metallica album.
What's your favorite Metallica album?
The Urban album.
Wow.
Oh shit, dude. I'm gonna tell you right now, Gas Digital, we have absolutely zero chance of being in the Urban this year.
Guys, the second this podcast is over, I am going to get urban out drunk.
I don't think I could get corona. I already have an urban lung.
That's pretty good, Ian. Finally, Ian's on the board. Give him a point, Shannon.
It's the first point.
Yeah, Ian's got a point. So, all right. So, explain what happens. All right. So, the music's still playing.
Yeah.
They do the urban switch.
Yeah, I heard that the DJ had had words with this guy beforehand, but it was just, I had no idea anything was happening, and all of a sudden I just heard like three gunshots, and then everyone, because it was like a big warehouse and the bar was in the back, so everyone just started rushing either to go out the front door or to get behind the bar, and I was terrified that whoever the shooter was trying to get was going to be behind the bar and they were going to shoot there and I was going to die.
Okay, so did you see you just heard the shots, or did you see the fucking guy get shot?
I heard the shots, but then I saw the shot guy afterwards.
Okay, so it was big chaos, then you look, and there's a guy with, he's bleeding.
Yeah, after the crowd started to subside a little bit, because there were cops outside anyway, because they would be for an urban party. And so the cops wouldn't come in until they started filtering out, so they came in, and then I saw the shot.
And people are just taking off into the urban of the night.
Yeah.
Blending in, some would say.
So there's one like this.
Yes.
like Eddie Murphy, who was the first urban black urban vampire.
I was about to hang up on Ian. I realized I couldn't. So what happened? The guy who was shot, was he also an urban?
Yeah, they were all urban.
Yeah, they were all urbans.
Yeah.
So, the guy who shot.
That's what he said, actually. He went, urban shot.
So you saw this guy bleeding. Did you help him, or you didn't want to get his blood on you?
No, I mean, I was terrified.
You're listening to, like, your fucking, your dad's, like, old fucking, like, you never want to get a fucking urban's blood on you, all right?
Because then the next full moon.
I tell you, they turn you into one of them.
There was so much.
Give me chicken.
loud on the subway.
I need new sneakers.
You see what had happened was.
Why, God, why? I'm asking you a question.
Run! Run! 5-0's coming! Run!
Why am I running and moving when I laugh?
Oh no! I just ripped my new kicks! Okay. So, Shannon.
Sugar water!
Shannon, this guy's down. Is he freaking out? Is he unresponsive? Is he like, whoa, look at those chicks' titties?
No, there was more chaos that was happening kind of like behind the bar. So one of the bouncers was a retired CO, and he thought that after the gunshots went off that the smart thing to do would be to fire a warning shot. So he took out his gun and he just shot it up. And this is like a warehouse, so that like ricocheted everywhere.
Shannon hit it. Ding, ding, ding. He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude. Last year of the week, the fucking CO was like, fuck this dude. You know what? Time to get control of the situation. Clack, clack.
Now, was it a warning shot, or did he think the shooter had flown up to the ceiling?
That's true. He's like, yo, they jump. Clack, 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 clack.
It was Blaine.
Was there a basketball hoop on the ceiling?
What happened?
Wait, something happened?
No, we were wondering. Oh. He shoots up, then what happens?
So then it started clearing out. The cops came in. They, like, you know, got the bartenders out to, like, protect us. The EMTs came in, and then we just had to – there was not a whole lot more. We just had to, like, stay there for 600 hours to fill out police reports and stuff. And that was it. I retired from bartending for 3 years after that.
That was it?
Yeah, I was terrified. But
did the guy die?
No, he lived.
Oh, where did he get shot? Now, what part of the body?
In the leg.
Oh, Shannon, you fucking faggot.
No, the femoral artery is
Wait,
one of the ones.
Did he get shot in his extra bone?
Point.
Point for Ian. Give a guy a point.
How is Ian the only one with points?
Because Ian fucking rules, dude. That's what you got to know.
Want to fuck with Ian?
Ian drop.
Because Ian will fucking kill you.
Ian drop. Boom.
I heard it, Ian. He didn't think it registered. You're so ugly.
Lewis, I'm going to punch you in the face. Ready?
Other side, yeah. Other side, oh, other is side, like other side.
Is it like Ready? That?
Yep.
Like that?
Yeah. Ow.
No, Ian, you got to make a sound, you idiot, so I can see you.
Ugh.
No, you got to first make a sound and
Fuck
then
you.
Make a punch. Now make
All right.
punch.
I'm going to punch you.
Did that work?
This is what we've been reduced to.
This is fun. This is
hey,
fun.
Lewis, we tried. High five me.
Shannon, I want sound effects in post.
Oh, that's a lot.
You know what I thought of that, guys?
Drinking.
Patooey.
I also already started drinking. You're giving me a lot of extra work to do.
Good. Oh. Shannon, you have nothing to do except sit around and fucking start your OnlyFans. Now's the time, Shannon.
I made a rubber band ball today.
That's where your life's at.
Shannon, show them
them
titties. Just show them titties.
Show them titties. Shannon, can we see them, please?
Oh, I'm sure I have the gallery view on. Hold on.
Hold on, yeah.
Here they are. This is Shannon Here. Speaking.
Thank
I made
you.
So many of them, but I need more hands.
Shannon, you need to listen to me, and I mean this. You need to create a pulley system.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, but I don't know how to build things.
Shannon, it's very simple. You don't remember pulleys. You don't remember levers. You don't remember fulcrum.
Wedges.
We're doing a science show today, okay, guys? Do you remember the fulcrum? Do you remember a lever? Do you remember a pulley? Do you remember – what are the other devices?
I think you got them all.
That's everything.
I don't have tools or, like, hardware.
There are three tools on this call right now.
Shannon, hit tool.
No, wait, that was Primus. I'm praying for rain. I'm praying for tidal waves. Overrated concert.
Tool.
Ian, what's your fucking problem, dude? We invited you on the inaugural fucking episode.
Yeah,
And
I'm
it takes
it.
Every bit of my energy to not say inaugural. Every bit. That's all I want to say.
You know what?
Stop. The visual jokes are no longer working. You need to chill.
Okay. Well,
no, Shannon, you know, I made it a no.
Lewis.
What? Shut up. I'm setting up the next segment.
Lewis, you think the visual jokes are over? Well, let's take a vote and we'll have a...
election? It's an election to see visual jokes. Ian, you do not make me warm like my does. It's a little book called Blanky that my son used to have. I ran out of adult books.
I mean, Lewis, that was a good joke. I'd say you struck.
Hey, Shannon.
Yes. How
can
dare you?
Do me a favor. Pull up.
How dare you? I am right in the middle of the range of an average girl right now. Not fat.
Shannon's very hot lately. I will say that right now.
Mm-hmm. Shannon's at Apocalypse 9.
Take it.
Shannon, have you thought about that? What about this, Shannon? Okay, what if you have to procreate with one of us to keep the, let's say it's me, Zach, and Ian. Ian, you're here too, yeah.
You know this just ends with me and Ian sucking each other off, right?
Of course, 100%. I'm trying to stroke my own ego right now. I also, my face looks particularly handsome right now. Thank you for saying that, Shannon.
Oh.
Shannon, if you had to procreate with one of us to keep the human race going, who would it be?
You know the answer to that, Lewis. Both of the other guys don't even like girls.
No, they like girls.
Just kidding. I love you, Zach.
Yeah. Fuck you, Ian. Faggot.
Ian, you fucking AIDS patient. Go suck a fucking penis through a keyhole, faggot. So it'd be me. You'd let me fucking come in between your lips.
Yeah, if I had to.
And create Shannon. A fucking little baby.
Shannon.
Look at your cat. Your cat's judging you in the background right now.
<I know>. Sad.
All right, yes, so Ian. Fine. Got Ian.
Shannon, if you and I spent a night together, you would shake like an earthquake. I would put you to levels of ecstasy you couldn't even imagine.
Well, isn't that a joke following that?
We'll be back right after this.
We'll be right back. Ian, you're not an unattractive man. You're just the type of guy. Like, if for a woman to be attracted to you, she has to be into, like silly goosiness. Like there's no woman who's just down to fuck like a dude. It's like the average woman going to a bar wants to fuck whatever you are. You're like a fucking...
A type. You're a fuck.
It's not a type.
I feel like Ian fucks girls who were molested by a substitute teacher.
Yeah. Ian hits on like Asian girls would be into Ian. You ever see like Asian girls, like the guys that they date? There's always some fucking wacky fucking dickhead. And that's what Ian is.
Actually.
We all just trashed Ian for 3 minutes straight. Nobody's making
Not only that, now Ian has to send the text like, Lao Ming, don't listen to this episode.
Yeah, Ian, what are you going to say, you little bitch? I like this.
I do just fine, okay? I fucking clean up Lewis, and I don't have to bribe him with tickets to Skankfest South, okay?
That is a move of coffee. If huh? any hot chick wants to go to Skankfest South, all she's got to do is DM me and be like, "Hey, I wish I could somehow get the Skankfest." And I'm like, "Well, I know a way, like clockwork."
Oh God, you just any girl that cuts their shirt up and fucking dyes their hair black is just gonna be so thrilled to be disappointed by you sexually.
I'm not disappointing sexually at all,
yeah,
Shannon.
Right,
the bar is very low.
Shannon.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of anything about me through the grapevine about me sexually?
Yes.
You have?
No. I know. Maybe no.
Shannon.
Have you?
I bet Lewis fucks like wet spaghetti.
I haven't heard anything bad.
I've actually fucked wet spaghetti.
I bet Lewis fucks like he's trying to climb a ladder.
It doesn't make any sense, Ian.
Should we take a point away?
Yeah, Ian.
Look, man, we're all going to be a little rusty, okay?
Fucking Ian fucks like he's getting on a city bike for the first time.
He puts his credit card down first.
Thank you, Zach.
That's a point for Zach.
Virtual assist.
Ian, do you really think you fuck better than me? No, you don't. You don't.
Without
really
a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt, I fuck so much better than you. Without a doubt. You're probably a very selfish lover.
You think I'm a selfish?
You probably only want to get off. and you probably make the girl leave afterwards because that makes you feel like a man.
Yeah, the girl only wants to get off of you and run out because she's being raped by a homosexual with AIDS. Point for me, Shannon. Yeah, Ian. No, actually, I actually really enjoy pleasuring a woman. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Ugh.
Love it.
You sound so gross saying that.
No. Did you look at your fucking face?
Oh, yeah, it's handsome. Look at yours, you fucking shaved turtle. I look
turtles
great.
Don't need to shave.
Boom. I thank you, good. Zach. Zach, hold on. Where's Zach?
Top right, shithead.
Top right?
You're top right.
I'm top right. And where's Zach?
No, you are.
Lewis? Lewis looks like a dolphin that got a nose job.
Give him a point. Fuck. God damn it.
I fuck.
Ian, are we Eskimo brothers?
No, I've only fucked like three comics.
Fuck, I wonder who they are. I wonder if we're Eskimo brothers.
No, they had like self-respect.
I know right, one.
Yeah. Wait, that we fucked together with same check now.
No, just Ian, but I would never ever say that on air because I respect them and love them.
Wait, you and Ian are Eskimo brothers?
No, I just know one of Ian's, and it's hilarious.
I know one of Ian's as well because he dated one.
Yes.
Oh, I want to know. Damn it.
Yeah.
Zach, tell me.
No, I refuse. I respect Ian too much, and then I would be out of his good grace and confidence.
Yes. Thank you, Zach.
What is that? What is he going to do? He's going to fucking take away like a fucking.
Oh, say it. A fucking.
No, but if I did break his trust, he wouldn't continue to tell me hilarious things.
That is true. That when he dies, you could say to everybody. That's the funny part. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Have you thought about what funerals are going to be like during this corona thing?
Right? There are no funerals, right?
No mass gatherings.
I mean, have you guys ever had that fear of like when I die, I wonder who's going to be at my funeral. No one will be there. Blah, 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 blah. Now that's coming true. No one will go to funerals. It's all going to be Skyped. It's all going to be fucking weird, dude. It's going to be gnarly.
Well, how long do you think this is going to go on for, Ian? You fucking retard. It's another week. Tops.
Hey, you know what? I hate to burst your bubble, but it's going to be a long time.
You think so?
You
think we're going to be podcasting like this for a while?
Yeah, I think in the grand scheme of things, what we're going to be worried about is podcasting.
Yeah, Ian, that's what I care about. Why are people like, oh, I'll put it in perspective. Yeah, I built an entire fucking life around this. I'm sorry, but I care about
podcasts. It's working out. Guess what, faggot? You can work from home.
Oh, he's so lucky that I can't hang up on him.
When you get real close to the screen with your finger out, your head looks like your thumb. It looks like twins.
If anything, this is most beneficial for you, Lewis, because you can run your fucking, fucking rinky-dink empire from your own home and spend time with your son and have a
rinky dink. Rinky dink. How dare you call it rinky dink? This is not a rinky dink empire. This is what I've built my life on. No, Baby James, get back to bed. God damn it, Ian. I will fight you if it's the last thing I do.
You know it's the end of the world when Lewis is funny.
Oh my God, fuck.
That was great.
Shannon, did I do a guest digital plug?
Yes. Sorry. I had my mic muted. Yes. You did again.
Yeah, sure. You were fucking fingering yourself to my voice. That's what I like about Shannon being at home now. Shannon, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
If I give you $40, will you do the next one in sexy lingerie? The next show?
No.
Shannon.
No, still no.
What if we do an underwear show? A special underwear show where we're all wearing sexy lingerie?
I would do that in a heartbeat.
You're not invited. Nobody wants to see you in your underwear, you fucking old man. Yeah, fucking, I bet Ian wears like those fucking Ebenezer Scrooge under, like a long nightgown and a fucking top hat with a little fucking candle holder. Fuck you, Ian. Get out of our sexy underwear party.
Oh, Lewis.
I can really see that.
This isn't an underwear party right now.
I don't know what's happening with Zach, but every time he talks, it zooms in his face and it starts twisting around, and it's better that way. Zach, I don't know what's happening. Just continue to have this wacky zoom thing. That's how you his camera should always be that. It's like a wacky. What is happening in my life?
Hey.
I had so much. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars building a studio.
Hey. What are we doing? Hey, Lewis, I know you said I'm not invited to the underwear party, so I want me and Shannon to have our own. Just us gals.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I hate him. I hate him.
Do I have to cover this with a slate, or is this okay?
I think it's okay, right?
Okay.
It's not as anything. It's just his pussy.
Okay.
What fucking time is it? I don't even know what time it is. I'm losing sense of time.
It's 8:07. We have 13 more minutes before my computer explodes.
What does that mean, your computer explodes?
I feel like when the recordings go over an hour, I start to have issues with holding the episode.
Well, we're going to look. For the time being, I think we're going to do hour-long episodes just because we do have some limitations. Maybe we'll do some hour-and-a-half episodes as well. I'm not saying that we won't.
Sorry, Ralph said he was going to send me an external hard drive so that I could hold longer episodes.
Can I tell you something sincerely? With everything that has happened and the world coming to a complete standstill, I truly think people are looking for entertainment, communications, some sort of connection. So the fact that you guys are making this work is like all jokes aside, is I think important and good. And I don't know. I think it's a good thing that people are being creative and putting stuff out, because otherwise I think people would be lost.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, dude. I stopped paying attention.
Okay, fine. Sorry. Maybe would you say it if I was would you listen if I was a sexy woman?
Yes, I would. Yes.
Now, here's what I have to say. Lewis. I think what you're doing is incredibly important.
Hold on. What was the song that he played in?
Goodbye Horses.
Yeah, can you please play that while you give us a little speech about how we're doing is important? Ian?
Yeah.
You have to do your own music.
I have to do it?
Yeah.
I'm looking it up.
Oh.
Or Shannon can do it, I guess. Shannon, you can do the music.
I'm going to try to do it from my phone and see what happens. Can you hear it?
All right, Ian, what were you saying? No, I can't. I did. I heard it great for a second, Shannon. Now it's all low.
There we go.
Ian, what were you saying?
I just think it's really important.
Go ahead, Ian.
I think it's really important what you guys are doing. I think now more than ever, people need entertainment. I think that you guys going on every day is going to help people that need community, connection, and a sense of togetherness.
Hey, Ian, you're acting like a real nut right now.
Lewis, now more than ever, I want you to be a dick.
What? What did you say?
You need to really be a dick right now. Be a dick.
I'm not pulling my dick out for you, you fucking faggot. Look what he's doing, everyone.
Lewis.
It's coercion.
Pull your dick. If you pull your dick out, more than anything, I want you to pull your dick out and ask you, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. We're making it work.
We're making it work. Slowly but surely, we will make this work.
Oh, my fucking balls hurt.
Yeah. I asked this question on Twitter today. Maybe you guys can answer this question too. I think it's a pretty good question. If there were three comedians that you could pick to survive in a bunker with you, who would you choose and why? We're going to go around. We're going to ask everybody this question. We're going to end the show with this, guys. And you guys can follow me on Twitter at Lewis J. Gomez, at Ian Fidance, at Zach Is Not Funny, at I Am Shannon Lee. Follow everyone on social media, and you guys could also play along there as well. Who would be the three comedians that you would choose to bunker up with? Ian?
You're going to have to give me a minute. I'm in a lot of testicular pain from having my balls tucked behind me for a little bit. So go to Zach first.
Zach, who would you choose? Three comedians. So you got to consider a couple things.
Yeah, because do you just pick three hot girls?
Jesus Christ, Zach. I mean, obviously, no. That sounds like a nightmare.
Him, okay. Karen, open micer.
Listen to me. Who do you pick? You want to obviously have somebody to procreate with. But then obviously you also have to figure out, like, all right, is it one chick that I'm going to procreate with, or is it two? And then also somebody you want to hang out with. Somebody that can help you survive. There's a lot of different things here.
Because you want to go hot, but then where's that perfect line of hot and I can stand being in a bunker with her?
Can I say this as well? Here's the problem. You got to consider this. So let's say you choose two hot girls. You're like, all right, dude, well, I want to, like, fuck, and we got to procreate. And then, like, you know, I'll probably fuck the other chick and we'll procreate because we got to create all these different, like, families, right?
So,
but hold on. But then the dude that you choose, let's say you choose a dude who's going to be skilled in, like, outdoorsy shit, those bitches are going to gravitate toward that hot outdoorsy guy. You're sort of
you
like,
want a disgusting outdoorsy guy.
Yeah, you want a disgusting guy. He's probably lazy.
I don't know who to pick, dude!
Who would be your...
But here's the thing. So you're picking someone that you would, like, want to fuck... Because you're in a bunker and
not just want to fuck. We're talking about procreating. We're talking about starting a new fucking society with.
Yeah, but I think further
fight other societies because there's other people in with other comedians in other bunkers that are going to come out. And eventually, once you guys leave the bunker, you're going to have to fucking battle for supremacy.
Yeah. Okay. So my choice is Godfrey.
You're going to procreate with Godfrey.
We'll figure it out. He'll be
the planet of the comedians.
Shit. Ian, what are you thinking?
I don't know. I guess. I don't know.
There's gotta be a chick who's gonna be able to fucking give you babies that are fucking healthy.
Go to Zach.
So I think I would try to not be greedy. Can you pick a comedy couple and then a person for you?
Why do you say that?
Wow.
Because then that would make it a lot less complicated. And then they kind of bring a couple like...
These women have to fuck. It's the end of society. There's no fucking
Just because we're in a bunker doesn't turn us into rapists, you fucking asshole.
I'm already a rapist.
You're turning into a Joseph Fritzl situation, Lewis.
It's not a rapist. This is the end of society. There's four people in a bunker. You, three other people chosen by you, by the way, you saved their fucking lives. They owe you their pussies.
No one owes you their pussies. No one ever owes you pussy. No one ever owes you pussy.
That's not true, dude. You save a bitch a life, or if you spend over $300 on a date, she owes you pussy.
Fair. Fair, fair, Fair. No.
That's hard to argue with.
Not true.
So you got to consider who is going to give you healthy big babies and strong babies. And then you also got to want to hang out with them. You're in a bunker. What is even a bunker, by the way? I don't even know what a bunker is. Shannon, what's a bunker?
The Gas Digital Studio right now.
What is a bunker technically, though? Can a bunker be big and dope? Or is it like, it's got to be a little one-room fucking thing with all dried food?
Ooh, we should all watch Blast from the Past with Brendan Fraser. He came from a bunker.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about Encino Man?
No, he's right. Blast from the Past.
Encino Man's also similar premise.
No. Encino Man was
a frozen caveman.
Yeah. Blast from the Past.
Yeah, can you relate, Lewis?
I have the definition. A large container or compartment for storing fuel or a reinforced underground shelter, typically for use in wartime.
Shannon, obviously the second one, dickhead. You didn't need to read us the first definition.
I mean, you thought it was Blast from the Past, Encino Man, so you needed the definition.
Ha, 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 ha.
Shannon, delete that. Delete you out. Shannon.
Show them them titties.
Edit you besting me right fucking now. I will not be bested by a stupid woman. Shannon, who are the three comedians you have to choose to start anew with?
Okay, so I'm doing Present Company Excluded.
No.
And I'm going to. Just... Ian, here's your chance. Here's your chance, Ian. He's not paying attention. There we go.
Shannon, go.
Okay, so I chose... I feel like you're going to hate all these. Anthony Jeselnik.
Why? Because you want to suck his Jeselnik? Jeselnik? Zach, make it funny.
Somebody's not up to date on rumors.
Show them them.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. I know. I heard the rumors, but this is like
Is that to take his cum?
I mean, I'm picking my opinion of the best looking comedians I can think of in a second.
That's not the question, Shannon.
You want to procreate with them. So
no, it's not just procreation. It's also wanting to spend time with and create a new society.
I think he's funny.
Shannon, shut the fuck up for a minute and calm your big old wet fucking used vagina down. Jesus Christ. You know, we're trying to do a fucking family show right now, and here you are just slithering your fucking big old sloppy cunt all over the screen. Now kids can't even watch the fucking show today. Relax.
I know. Ian's thing was fine. I ruined it.
He's up, right. Shannon. Leave Ian alone. He's gay. That's okay now, apparently.
Lewis, you treat Shannon with respect, or I'll come over there and cough in your mouth. And I don't have corona. I got AIDS.
So, Shannon. Anthony, yes.
No, I'm not asking for the best looking. I'm asking for who you would want to spend, a few years in a bunker.
Can I talk?
No.
Lewis, she's giving you.
No.
She's giving.
No.
She's giving you an answer. Shut the fuck up and let her do what you told her to do.
So I have Anthony Jeselnik, Chris DiStefano, and this is going to be controversial, but he is a comic, and I could spend time with him, Tank. I would love to be stuck in a bunker with those three guys. That'd be great.
Wow. You want to get tanked, huh?
Shannon wouldn't be able to procreate because she wouldn't be able to take the dick out of her pussy in order for the kid to come out.
Shannon, I didn't ask who you want to fuck the most. All right.
You said procreate. That involves fucking, right?
I said procreating was one of the aspects, obviously.
She's giving her answer. Listen to women.
Shannon just wants to be a fucking cum receptacle for multiple fucking.
Which is what it takes to procreate.
Sure,
and then it's a world of all Italians. That is worse than the apocalypse.
Shannon, you're not understanding, okay? There's also starting anew.
You're just mad that you're not in my list. If I took one out and put you in the list, you'd be fine with it.
What would you say if you had to take one out and put one on the list?
Pound it.
Zach, elbow, come over, keep it at safe. No, that's not what I'm saying, okay? You also have to consider who you want to hang out with, who's going to help you rediscover society and fucking start anew and go out into the fucking and hunt and fucking find food and find shelter afterwards and, you know, raise kids.
She already told you. She already told you. She picked her three. You're not listening.
Okay, so I'm going to take out Chris DiStefano and put Joe Rogan in. I'm
done. Up on her.
Now, Shannon, wonderful choice, Shannon. Oh, beautiful choice. So jealous, Shannon.
Joe Rogan's 5'6". So have fun.
He is really short in person.
So enjoy. Have fun with that.
What's wrong with short guys? What's wrong with short guys?
Ian, you're not only short, you're also ugly. Like, you're actually ugly. Like, you have an ugly face.
That's not true, Lewis. That's not true. Yes. And you keep talking to me like that, and guess what? You're going to get...
publicly changed.
Okay, can we start rapping, Lewis? I'm sorry. I just don't know if...
It's the end of the show.
My name is Lewis, and I'm here to say...
Shannon, I can't rhyme Lewis.
Wrap the show in a major way, Jewish.
Okay, bye, everybody. It's been fun. Thanks.
No, we're not wrapping the show yet. I'll tell you when we wrap the show. Words that rhyme with Lewis. Ready? Rhymes on Lewis. Oh, well, they're saying Luis. So, Greece. Peace. A piece. All right, what about Lewis? Just like that. Lewis. There we go. Brewis, Cluis. Ooh, us.
Clueless.
Gooess. Jewess. Oh, Jewess. Lewis. That's just Lewis again. Lewis 5 times in a row. Mewis. Oops. Oops does not rhyme with Lewis.
No, but it's really? More it's of a description.
It's what your dad said when he came from your mom.
Through us, to us.
Yeah, and when Lewis was born, this is what his mom said.
To us is pretty good. I'm sorry he did this to us. His name is Lewis. He's not Jewish. Yeah, Ian, your turn. You rhyme now. What rhymes with Ian?
European, seeing, being, feeling, trying to groove. Trying to move, trying to have a good time when I'm in quarantine. That's right. It's just me and my cat. Lewis, I noticed that you're getting fat. Shannon, oh, you got tits like a cannon. Oh, and Zach, you're quick. You like to snipe. And tonight, I'm going to fuck. Yeah.
Good save.
Treatin.
Contrarian. Aquarium. Something I'm not going to see. A terrarium. Because guess what? They put a memorandum on us going out. And you ain't going to see a fandom for a while. That's right. So put it in the pile. A shit you can't do. That's right. I put the meat in the market. I get a stew. Everybody thinks that I am a Jew. But guess what? I say, achoo. I just sneeze. Someone going to hit me in the knees because they're afraid of the voice that I'm throwing you. That's right. They'll think I got corona. Oh.
When Shannon was bartending, somebody pulled the trigger. They asked who did it.
Oh, That made me happy. That was a good segment.
He's happy.
That was a good segment. I really enjoyed it, guys. If we're going to end the show, we should always end in a nice, happy way.
Yeah, I like that. Let's call it.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching today's episode of The Real Ass Podcast. Can we do the next episode of Fingers?
Sure.
It's so funny. Shannon, give me a kiss. Oh, yeah. Here, Shannon, suck my dick. Hold on.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, suck it. Oh.
Go ahead, Ian. Ian, you're right next to it.
Hold on. Yeah. I give him balls. All right, guys. Thanks for watching The Real Ass Podcast. This has been fun. This is not bad, guys. There are worse shows.
Because guess what? I think we got a good crew together. We gelled well. We had a good time. And when it comes to the bunker, three are my choices.
Jen, I want you to cut it in the middle of what Ian's saying. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. So okay. I want you to cut it off.
Thanks. No, Shannon, don't.
Yes.
Do not. That's all, folks.